From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is children's book author Stephanie Wildman. Hey, Stephanie!
Hi, Janae. So glad to be here.
I am so glad that you are here. Stephanie co-wrote the children's book Story Power with her 9-year-old grandson, and it's about three siblings who fill some time by writing a fun book about their abuelito, or grandfather. And Story Power is in bookstores. But right now, we're going to hear Stephanie's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is Outdoor Storytime at Linden Tree Books in Los Altos. Every Sunday morning, families gather in front of the store to hear picture book readings. They've had amazing authors and illustrators read, such as Mac Barnett and Sean Harris. Shout out to them. They've been on the show, as well as Joanna Ho. There's also treats you can buy at the store from Manresa Bread for kids to enjoy while listening to the stories. Now, Stephanie, you write for kids, so I'm going to take your word on this pick, but I have heard good things about this bookstore's Storytime event. Tell us more.
Well, I love Linden Tree. I love Los Altos. It's just one of these little hidden gem communities in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. There's lots of things to do. I shout out to BK Collections there in case you're looking for gifts, but books make wonderful gifts. And so that's why I wanted to start with Linden Tree, because it focuses on books for children. It has a few adult books, so there's something for everyone, but it's one of the few Bay Area bookstores that really focuses on books for children. And as part of that, they do have programming. I think they've got book clubs that kids can join. And so the story time is really just a great thing. And when I asked my co-author, Simon, what he wanted to do to help publicize the book, What he said was, I want to read at Linden Tree, because he had been to those story times. So it was a full circle, great moment to be able to read there, and everyone should go check it out.
Oh, that's so cute. All right, a shout out to Simon, your co-author. That's Outdoor Storytime at Linden Tree Books in Los Altos, and it happens every Sunday. Your next pick is the Japanese restaurant Tanuki in San Francisco. This restaurant opened its doors in 1974. They serve Japanese dishes such as chicken teriyaki, dragon rolls, and sashimi, which are thin slices of fish. Yum, yum, yum. I love sushi. Stephanie, what do you order when you come here? And tell us, too, about the vibe of the restaurant.
Oh, gosh. Tanuki sushi has been part of our family since my kids were little, and now they're in their 40s, just to give you an idea. It's really been our place. In fact, I even wrote a little story. You know how some places kind of are like the soundtrack of your life? Tanuki's been one of those for me. And the current sushi chef, Tommy, is just a master. So what do I order? I order the house special roll that isn't on the menu. That is unagi and a little tempura shrimp. And if they have it, some mango and avocado, and it's just delicious. It was the special roll from the prior chef, so he still makes it for me.
You know you're a good customer when you get platters that aren't on the menu.
That's right.
That's Tanuki in San Francisco. Stephanie, and your final pick is Sunday Storytime at Barnes & Noble in Burlingame. Every Sunday, the bookstore hosts readings of 2 to 3 picture books. Their goal is to help kids develop a love for books. Stephanie, we've talked about the importance of kids reading, so tell us more about the Barnes & Noble event that's at their Burlingame store.
Well, Janae, you and I have bonded over, you know, books for kids and having kids read more and write more. We both are all about that. And the thing I love about the Barnes & Noble Storytime on Sunday mornings at their store, well, for one thing, Barnes & Noble has a kids section and an adult section, so something for everyone. Uh-huh. I'm not sure who the author is who created this idea of the third space, places where we feel connected outside of home and work, and for kids it would be outside of home and school. But bookstores and libraries really are those places. So, you know, there are a lot of story times at libraries. Check those out if you're not near Burlingame. For kids to have a place that they go regularly and hear stories, it's just wonderful. You see some of the same people, and again, they get wonderful authors to come and do it. So Check it out.
Oftentimes, these events are free, so you can save some money and let the kids have a good time and let their imaginations run wild. That's Sunday Storytime at Barnes & Noble in Burlingame, and it happens every Sunday. I've been speaking with children's book author Stephanie Wildman. Her book, Story Power, is out now. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Wrangle and engineered by True Quinn. I'm Janae Darden.